I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. And well, Patsy, you're very welcome. First of all, Patsy, we're going to start off by that news just coming through. Ed McGroarty finishing second in the endurance 24-hour race in Finland. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes, indeed. Well, Ed McGroarty is a member of the Lifford and Strabane Club, and he competes in long-distance races, really, on this occasion. It's an ultra race. It was in Finland, in Espoo in Finland, just this morning, and it's, in athletic terms, called an ultra event. The Irish record stood at, for 24 hours, just if everybody get their head around this, that he ran the previous Irish Donegal, Irish record stood at 248, just over 248 kilometres in the 24 hours. Now, Ed McGroarty increased that record to 249.761 kilometres, and he finished second in the race. So a very, very, very positive performance from him, beating the previous record, as I said, 248.436 from Owen Keith, who's a very, very, very established international ultra-distance runner. So a big, big performance from Ed McGroarty. And, of course, it's a new Donegal and Ulster record, and we welcome that big time. So that was the good news in the morning. And then in this morning as well, in athletic terms, and, you know, we are in 2020, we are in the Olympic year, and, people involved in athletics and indeed all sports are watching for qualification and qualifiers for different various disciplines in the Olympic Games. And Ireland had another athlete qualified for the Olympic Games this morning, a young fella called, he's a school teacher actually from Belfast, and his name is Kevin Seward. He did the second fastest ever marathon time by an Irish athlete this morning at 2 hours 10 minutes 10 seconds, and that's an automatic qualification for the Olympic Games. And it's a big, big improvement for him, because his previous best was 2:13.39. So he's 3 minutes plus there. So that was a really, really good performance from him. And as I say, for Kevin Seward, who's a member of St. Malachy's Athletic Club in Belfast, just to say for him that second fastest, yes, but also the fastest Irish marathon in history still stands to John Tracy, 2:09.15 in the Boston Marathon some years ago, you know, which is was a really, really, really big performance from John Tracy on that occasion. It's interesting as well when we're talking about marathons, three of the all-time best performances in history are now down to Ulster athletes. Pollock, of course, Scullion, and now see we're three Belfast lads, you know, and they're all under 2:12. So marathon running is progressing. It is getting better and better from an Irish point of view. So there you have three Ulster athletes who will no doubt very, 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 very likely be on the plane to Tokyo, competing in the marathon in Tokyo, of course. But, it's also interesting if Pollock and indeed Seward were with me in Rio at the last Olympics. So this will be their second Olympic Games. So that's the story on that. Yesterday, we had the Ulster Senior Cross Country Championships. It was the University of Coleraine. Very, 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 very disappointing turnout from Donegal athletes. This was an event, you know, in years gone by, the Ulster Senior Cross Country Championships, that really created great excitement. And, Finn Valley were dominant. Letterkenny got in there a few years. And in the very early days, Cranford Athletic Club were dominant. But no Donegal team interest other than in the showing yesterday. They finished 11th team in the men's race. And the only women's real impact run and finishing 11th came from the Rosses girl, Helen McCready, but no teams. So very disappointing. I would point the finger very much at Finn Valley and indeed Letterkenny Athletic Club. Both of them would need to have a good hard look at themselves, you know, because they should be in the Ulster Senior Cross Country. They should be competing in that event. And it is the top provincial senior race in the province at this time. So no representation from either. So that was the story from the Ulster Cross Country. That big result this morning from Ed McGroarty is the news, is breaking news as we take it, and that marathon performance from Kevin Seward.
Well, look, Patsy, looking forward to next weekend. Hopefully conditions will start to improve a wee bit, Patsy. It's been awkward this last number of weeks, but hopefully more events will go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, this morning was good. It was a good training morning. I was on track this morning. I really were well delighted with ourselves this morning in terms of that. Now, we're looking forward to the next event in the local scene is the Fastest Child in Donegal, and that's at Finn Valley at 5 o'clock on Tuesday night. And that's very exciting, you know, because a serious number of schools in the county have held trials from Columkill all the way up to north of Inishowen. And, you know, it'll be interesting just to see at this point in the lifetime of Donegal who are the fastest children in the county, and we'll know that on Tuesday night. We use the speed gates, and the coaches have been going around the schools. Schools have been doing their own trials, so all the winners from the various schools will come together on Tuesday night. 4:30 registration starts, 5 o'clock the events. It's under 10 and under 12, and I'm really looking forward to it because I get always excited to see just, you know, what is the answer to that question? Who is the fastest boy in Garland Donegal going to school at the moment? And then, of course, you mentioned next weekend. Well, that's the National Indoor Athletic Championship, so weather won't be a factor. But we'll be looking for at the shot. The two Kelly boys left yesterday to go to Sweden to finalise, James and John, to finalise their preparations for the National Indoor the shot put. And they'll be joined by Gavin McLaughlin of Finn Valley in the shot next weekend in the indoors in Dublin. And, of course, Summer Leckie will be in action as well. And, you know, so we're looking forward to the indoors in Dublin next weekend. So that's bringing us right to the end of February. And before we know it, we're into March and we're just moving on. And related to the weather, it would need to improve because it's tight out there on a Tuesday and Thursday and Monday and Wednesday night. You need to be into this game to stick with it and to listen to coaches on those cold, miserable nights. But thankfully, there are hundreds of kids out there and indeed senior adults who are still keeping the faith, as you say.
Well, you probably learn a lot more about yourself on nights like that, Patsy, I would say.
I say you do. You learn a lot about your athletes as well, of course. So that's also another important aspect to it.